Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Hello everyone, B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts, a little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arville Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvillebird.com and get a hold of all of Arville's wonderful music.
everyone. My name is Amanda, and this is Messages of Light. And today I have a very special guest who is a shaman practitioner who I just really hold her dear to my heart. And that's why I actually played this song a couple minutes ago, because she is really close to my heart. She has been there for me, and I sprouted wings when she came to me at a time of great need, even though it was at a distance. And, you know, as she says on her webpage, she believes that there is no accidents or coincidences, that, you know, people are visiting her site and that people are, you know, visiting her. She has a very, very strong love for Christ consciousness, for the heart, for weaving the web, for learning the ways of Mother Earth and the sky and the Creator and the dirt. And she is a shaman, and she's worked with a combination, studied with Amazon of the Northern and Central Andes tradition. She connects deeply with the earth, and she knows that shamanism is not a religion, but it's a spiritual path, which is very cool. And her path has led her deeper and deeper on her journeys as a practitioner. She opens up to spirit and to the master teachers, and she gets blessed, and she really knows what she's doing, and she connects on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. And so she wants people to connect to their divine essence and work with themselves. She works with something called the reconnection, which really reconnects your soul grids and your soul life together. She can tell you a little bit more about that. She works with Reiki and the emotion code. I know she's done great work with oils and her hands, and she just really lets spirit come through her. I really am just immensely touched by Beth and all of the things that she has done and created, and I know it's all spirit, but I'm very thankful that when I needed to sprout wings at one point, that she was there on the other end to, you know, catch me and show me as a teacher what to do. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and you can check out Beth, this lovely lady, at Beth Thater, BethThater.com. And now that I've given quite a bit of an explanation and really poured my heart out to this lovely soul that I just love so much, I wish I could just reach out and hug her at this very moment, I would. I'm going to bring her live now. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Hi, Amanda, and I have to tell you, what a beautiful introduction. That was just so beautiful. You're lovely, and I can feel your hugs from all the way over here to Wright City. Thank you so very much for allowing me to come back to your show and be a part of this beautiful day with you.
Well, I absolutely love the beautiful day. I love the sunshine. I love how wonderful it is. And, you know, your work is really quite amazing. And, you know, I'm quite touched by it, because not only have I seen it in the physical, but I have also seen it in the spiritual, not just with myself, but other people. And I'm just, you know, grateful for the fact that you bring spirit through you and you allow this connection to happen, and, you know, that you're just there for people who need you. You know, people come definitely when they need you. Like it says on your page, it's not a coincidence when they hit your page and they know when to look to you for that help.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And I think, Amanda, that's true for everyone. You know, we draw in certain people, and people, when they're ready to work with our energy or our essence, just as you have particular people that you draw in. I find that a lot of the people that I connect with are at a point in their life where they are ready to find their true purpose, and they've been, you know, they're very strong. I connect with a lot of strong people, and it's such an honor because they're my teachers as well. You know, we are each other's teachers, but I'm connecting with a lot of people who are on their path. They're waking up. A lot of people are waking up, and I'm helping them find their true path. It might not be mine, but it's specifically, honestly, there's many people who I'm actually connecting with that actually have a very strong shamanic path. So there's something about the people that I'm drawing in who are have a shamanic heart. You know, there's a very powerful heart there. So it's been fun. And very much fun.
I bet.
Yeah, it has been fun.
Well, you just bring a light. I mean, you can feel the energy coming from you, even, you know, at distances, I'm sure, greater than, you know, like 4 or 5 hours into, you know, probably Canada and more. I mean, it was so interesting to, I've seen your work in person, and I've been quite happy with seeing how you work and seeing how the spirit comes through you and how you protect yourself and you just allow that to come in. But what was really neat was to see that, you know, okay, even if, you know, your heart is attached to a situation and you call in a teacher, you know, how you could just work through that and help me to, you know, do the same. The distance work that you do is quite amazing also.
Well, thank you, because there's no, you know, there's no barrier with time or distance. I know you know that. And so it's a big part of my work, actually. You know, I do a lot of different, I do a lot of different types of healing work, but I'm actually bringing, you know, a lot of people out here to my home. It's a retreat, actually, out here to my, you know, to my space. A lot of people call it a retreat, but I'm, I welcome people into my space here at my home, and I'm starting a shamanic community here in St. Louis, and helping bring the awareness up of this old, old grassroots tradition that's been on the planet from the beginning of time. And North America is starting to really expand with this old tradition, and because it's really what's the true medicine. I call it some medicine. It's really how we're meant to operate, and, you know, and everyone has particular medicine, and I call it medicine. It's our abilities that we have, that our God essence is put within each of us. And what I'm finding is that I'm drawing in a lot of people who are waking up, and they're finding their own medicine. They're finding their own belief systems. They're finding their own path. And so a huge reawakening on the planet right now, and we're supposed to go back to the old ways, which have been here forever but have been kind of hidden and forgotten. Now they're waking up again, and we're supposed to go back to those old ways, which really have creation in them. So, you know, what I'm doing is I'm basically bringing the awareness up here in St. Louis about this old tradition. And it's actually bringing people back to who they are, and it's waking people up, and it's activating their light bodies. And there's a lot going on, Amanda, with the shamanic path. And I've drawn in a lot of people who are actually shamans. You know, you talked about there are no mistakes. You know, just as I go to Peru, and I'm working with the shamans there, and I'm meeting people from all over the world who are waking up to their old, to their, you know, their tradition, their past. These are shamans that are all coming together that I'm working with from all over the world. And, you know, I was sent to Peru on many trips to remember the ways, remember the past. This is something I've done from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. And I was just waking up, you know, I was dormant for a while, and so I woke up, and then I brought the medicine back with me and the tools and the old ways. And now, Amanda, I'm connecting with people in that way too. So I find that when I state that there are no, you know, accidents, there are no coincidences, I'm meeting with and I'm connecting with a lot of people who have shamans within their hearts, you know, who are strong and they're able-bodied and they're here to make a difference in the planet. You know, you're built that way. You're magnificent. How you're built, you can move mountains, woman, you know? And so, you know, and that's how we connected, because you're built the same way. And just beautiful, I mean, just completely beautiful. So, you know, what I was shown to do, Amanda, was I was shown to hold to bring back the old ways and to teach the generations and to help people wake up, to help people remember who they are and why they are here and how they, too, can help the planet and how they, too, can help people wake up. So that's what I'm doing out here. I'm actually helping people wake up. We're doing a whole lot of activations out here and at my retreat, at my home, at my space. And people are flying, and their lives are shifting and changing. And it has been rewarding on a stellar level, you know. So it's been a blessing, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine it has been, just watching the growth and everything that is happening, you know, with everyone on this path and people coming into their own and finding their voices and finding what they, you know, really need to do. I really found with you, I have begun to find my voice as well. It was like I had it for a little while, and then I, you know, we all do that. I think we all kind of go off to the side on our, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, she, something clunked me over the head and went, hey, where's your voice? You know, come on, you have it. You know, you've got that medicine. And I went, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and
yeah,
you see, you really do that, and I know that I do that with people as well, but I think it's very interesting how you said, you know, come on, Amanda, you got to wake up people with their medicine too. Clunk, and I went, oh, I get that now. Okay, that's great. And see, that's kind of what, you know, we want to do with people is help them to find their own power and their own voice to find their way. I'm beginning to, you know, maneuver and find my own, so I can speak from experience that, yes, you really do tend to wake up that medicine in people. And a lot of people have the medicine in them. They just don't know, you know, what their medicine is or where it came from or why. And so, you know, that's why we have wonderful teachers to teach us. I think what you're doing is amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, everyone on the planet is special and powerful and has been given God-given talents. Everyone on this planet. I don't care if it's that person sitting on the corner, you know, with not a penny to their name. They are as strong as, you know, Christ. They are. They may not realize it. So, you know, or, you know, other master teachers ahead of us too. So what I have found is I have been shown to activate people's light bodies, their DNA. And when our DNA is activated, then we become more, we step into our fullness. It's like our lights turn on, our true magnificence turns on. We are laying dormant for a while. And when we reconnect to our DNA, and we allow that light to shift back in, then what we're doing is we're coming out of a dormant state. So that's what I'm doing. And when I'm working with people and all the different works I'm doing light body activations. And
Light body activations are amazing. I know that is really quite a shift when you have that happen.
Yeah. And what happens is it's a process. So when I hold ceremonies out here, and even when I do individual healing sessions, Amanda, I'm doing light body activations. And I can see the body literally transform. I can see the shifts in consciousness, which is so amazing to be able to see a person shift their consciousness and see how that looks in their body. I was working on a lady in ceremony last week, and I'm working over her, and I had a shamanic healing ceremony out here. This is a beautiful lady, and I wanted to give everyone, I want to explain what this looks like for the viewers if they don't know this, and some viewers may know this, but this is, I love how God gives me the ability to see, because I can help people this way. I'm working over this beautiful woman. She's strong, compassionate, but inside she doesn't realize how big and beautiful and strong she is. She's turned her dial down so far, but inside I see, and she knows she's beautiful, she's compassionate, but she doesn't see herself in her God image. We are one with everything. We are not disconnected. We are not separate from anything. So I'm speaking to her. She's laying down on my elk pelt in front of my mesa, and I'm speaking to her about how beautiful and strong she is. Does she know how beautiful and strong she is? And she said, no. I said, you are so beautiful and strong. And I went into this dialogue with her, this beautiful lady I'm working on, Amy, just beautiful, about how beautiful and strong she is. And Amanda, I saw her body shift. I saw light go into her body. And as I saw light go into her body, I also saw and heard that she was making a conscious shift, and she was cognizing to her strengths with our Creator. And as she cognized that she is not separate from our Creator, her light body shifted just through her thoughts. Now, isn't that powerful? And
right.
She just said, it's very powerful because our thoughts are powerful. And when we get, and that actually is an activation along in our body because our belief systems can hold and tether us down. But as I worked over her, her light shifted in her body. It went from not dark, but dense to light. Her whole body shifted because consciously she began to cognize on her brilliance that she's connected to our higher power, whatever that is to us, Creator God, whatever that is. But she got it. And as she made that conscious awareness, that conscious shift, her body shifted. Wasn't that beautiful?
That's amazing, because you see what you're saying there to me is that, you know, you're seeing this beautiful being that has this energy, and you know that it's in there, but they don't know that it's in there because they've, you know, encased it away and they've, you know, pushed it away. And what is so fascinating about that is, you know, you can bring it out of them and then look at what a beautiful being, because we're all beautiful beings of light.
Everyone is perfect, no matter who they are, what they're doing, what trials and errors they are going through. They are perfect. They just don't see themselves as perfect or beautiful. So isn't that beautiful? You know, people teach me all the time when I work over them, this is a beautiful path. It's pure healing. This is all about healing the body, mind, and soul, the spirit. And when we reconnect and we really get that there is no separation, that we are one embodiment, what we are able to do is the same as Creator. We are powerful beings. And so when I work with people, I work with them and I bring them to the highest capacity that they can operate at. And we just keep bringing, I just keep helping people come to a higher level. So each time they come back and we do hold ceremony, we come back, we just keep amping, turning the dial up. We just keep turning the dial up. And as they consciously become more aware, they just keep ascending. This is a process. But I will tell you, from where I was and where I am at now are two different places of operation. And I have so many helpers from the ethereal plane. And when I say the ethereal plane, I'm operating at the 12th dimension. So I'm operating with beings at the highest vibration that we can work with right now on the planet. So I have an extreme amount of love, guidance, and direction coming through me. And for that, I am very honored. And so when you're able to operate, and you, my darling, and we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, have the same capacity. And what I found, Amanda, is that many people are sitting, they're so bright, and they are so activated, but they don't realize how activated they are, and they don't always realize where their capacity is. And so that's how I'm able to help people, is that I can see where they're operating, if they're operating into fourth dimension, fifth dimension, eighth dimension, and then help them move up, and I show them how to do that. So it's been an honor to remember this path and to be brought back down to this, you know, up to this path. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm helping people realize their full potential. And I'm helping people be more compassionate with others who are really struggling, because there are, you know, people are struggling out there, and if they can understand their struggles, then they can help them and help them, you know, just be more compassionate, because there's a lot of people going through a lot of struggles right now, and we need to really hold space for them, but we also need to hold space for ourselves. You know, we know that. So, but it's, you know, it's holding space for ourselves, but it's also having love and compassion for others. And sometimes people are on their own journey, and they need to move through their own journey in their own way. But yet we have love and compassion for them. So it's
absolutely. Well, having love and compassion for people is a big thing. And I found that when you hold on to an energy and you do not find love and compassion with that person, and you keep gripping and gripping and gripping. I've seen people do this, and it just destroys the energy, because it's a lower frequency vibration. But when you begin to start weaving and healing, sort of like what you do with the reconnection, I love how you're working with grids and weaving and things like that. We'll have to talk a little bit about what the reconnection is for people. But I found that when you start weaving your life with the people that have hurt you and grasped you the most, that's when you start finding your little answers, because you feel stuck. And, you know, not even that you're meaning to grasp it. You know, some people don't even really realize that they're grasping this and they're making it harder. It's interesting how you can unweave that and start forgiving and start healing and start progressing on a new level. And then on the other side, you're like, wow, my life is starting to, you know, open up. You know, it's like going through the layers that you have.
Absolutely. There's so many layers too, isn't there? It's like an onion. That's the fun part, is that is moving through all the layers and the journey, and, you know, we get through it all. You know, the bottom line is this. Everything is love and compassion, joy and harmony. And when we learn to operate in that frequency, because it's a frequency, then we help everyone around us. But if we lower our frequency and we go down to where others are, we're not helping ourselves or others. You know, pain, you know, anger and fear are very low frequencies. And, you know, we as light workers, we must always, you know, keep our frequency very high and maintain that frequency so that we can always help the planet and help everyone else. We only help people through love and compassion and joy. And then, but we you know, it's very difficult for people who are in pain to come up to a higher frequency. So when we're working with people who are stuck in anger, we hold that frequency of love, but we go there to them. We bring our light to them. But it doesn't mean that we have to bring our frequency down, but we must go to them. And I remember years ago, Amanda, I was being shown this. I was being taught, this was August 2009, I was in the Amazon, I was working with one of my shamans, Don Robert, in spirit for me. And it was Christ, because I work with Christ consciousness. I work with all different master beings. But
yes,
Christ,
you know, your frequency is so interesting. You have masters, and then you have Christ consciousness, and then you have all kinds of things that you work with, which is very diverse and wonderful. You're like me.
Yeah, right. I do. I have a diversity of the Pleiadians work with me. I have different realms that work with me. But I can remember in 2009, because I was going through some teachings, and Christ came to me and said, he was showing me someone in my family who was very ill, stuck in a very low vibration, very ill, with an aunt. And he said, you must help her. And I didn't like the, you know, I looked at the area, I could see where she was at operating. I didn't like it. I did not like the frequency where she was at, and I didn't want to go there. And I wanted her to come to me. And he said, she can't come to you. You must go to her. And I got it, because she was in such a dark place that she could not come up to the light. So we must go there to them. Doesn't mean that we have to operate at that frequency, but we must go to them, because they can't come to you. So I remember going down into this very, very dark, dark, dark space. I could see all this icky, there was really icky attachments all around her. And I didn't like what it felt like, but I remember feeling like, you're so protected, Beth. You're so in the light. You're so protected that all I had to do was go down around her, bring my light around her. And my light shifted her out of that dark space and up, 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 up. That's what we must do. For the people who are struggling, we must go to them, bring light around them, and do the best that we can and bring light around them and bring them up, because they cannot come to you. They're not able to. Their frequency is so low. And if people can understand that, and that was a teaching lesson for me at the time, because I didn't want to go there because I did not like how that felt. You know, sometimes we don't want to go around people who are really in a low vibration because it doesn't feel so good. But the bottom line is they need our frequency to help them come up. And they also need to want to come up. They have to. We all have free will. And if they choose to stay in that place, they choose to stay in that place. Some people do, some people don't. But what we must do, Amanda, and this is for everyone, is that we never lose who we are. We always stay in our light and our frequency. We maintain that light and frequency at all times, and we pray and we love those around us, but we don't lose ourselves in those around us either. You know? Does that make sense?
You know, it really does, because you can get lost, but you can also find so many things on the surface when, you know, I guess what I want to say there is, yes, you don't want to lose yourself. If you do, and, you know, that phrase has been with me for a number of years from a great individual who taught me that, and they actually went through some things and, you know, came back into balance. They're starting to, which is, you know, fascinating, because when you lose yourself, it's sort of like, you know, okay, so I went through the brush and I took a wrong turn and I hit some thorns, or I ran into a porcupine, you know, ow, that didn't feel good. But then, you know, on the surface of that, you can say, well, okay, I hit the porcupine and I pulled the quills out, and now I can get back on the path and go, wow, okay, so that's who I am, and that over there was really, you know, hurtful, but I came out okay. And I'm making myself, I'm moving myself forward as to who I am. And, you know, it's really interesting how you can begin to feel that in yourself and go, wow, I'm really comfortable in my skin, you know, because maybe a few years ago you couldn't say that. And I'm talking about just any individual losing themselves, like you were saying. Well, you know, we do that, or we can do that, or we even learn to stay in that light, and we see something that we could have been, or that's a message for us. And I'll tell you, I have learned quite a bit just over the last few months, over the last few years, that, you know, it's just gone, wow, okay, I really see this for what it is and what, you know, you teach and what it is I'm going to be teaching other people. And, you know, it's quite amazing. It's no wonder, you know, they've been tapping me on the shoulder, you need to go to one of Beth's journeys or teachings or whatever, hello, and I'm going, yeah, I really do, because I'm learning quite a bit about this, and they're saying, well, you're just, you know, the little one, but you're definitely big and little on all surfaces, so I have learned quite a bit and actually found a voice just within the last little bit. I went and sang a little bit this weekend, and I found my voice in singing.
Yes,
and I went, oh, that's why you wanted me to sing again, because my guides would not stop bothering me. You need to go sing. You need to go sing. Okay, fine, I'll go sing. What's up with that? And then I went, oh, wow, I just really realized something. And they're like, yeah, you need to do that a little more often, so you have your voice and you know what's going on, because you were, like, down here. And I went, oh, okay, wake up. So, you know, that's for any individual. It's just, you know, I'm trying to say there's a lesson there for everyone that, you know, they may have, they're strong in some ways, and then they grow more. We're always growing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's levels to our growth, and I understand and know that no matter how far I climb, I've only scraped the surface, you know. You know, I know that there's so many layers to, you know, enlightenment in our journey and, you know, our godliness. And that's the beauty of it, Amanda, and the fun for me, and I know others and you, is that this is so, it's fun. And to you know, everyone is my teachers, and I always, I'm always being taught.
Yeah,
I'm always being taught. Everyone's my teacher, and it's just, it's brilliant. And I'll tell you what, you mentioned something very important. We have to find our voice. Because, you know, we're not meant to play small. And it's when I found my voice and I stepped into my big girl shoes, you guess, you know, what happened was Creator just piled on more. Because if we tend to play small, a small fraction of ourselves, a small shadow of ourselves, then we're not really illuminated the way we are. It's when we take the focus off ourselves and we just be that childlike innocence of who we are. Children, they are who they are. They come in and they're just, yay, here I am, and they're so pure. They are themselves. They are in their big kid shoes. They're speaking the truth. And then through life, we kind of make ourselves small. And, you know, and then now we've got to remember to get, you know, to peel the layers and get big again and to process. So we come into the world really big because we are. And then, you know, the world events, you know, deaths and family and divorces and sickness and illness and structures and people telling you got to be small. You make yourself small and say, wait a minute. I don't want to play that game, you know. I could be a little lamb. And then you, you know, you start waking up and people are smart. They're like, wait a minute, there's something going on here. So we cannot play small. We must play big. And, you know, when people come into my home or my ceremony, I don't let them play small because they are not small. So if they come in kind of small, I remind them of how big and beautiful and dynamic they are. And we are. And it's beautiful to find our voices again. I want my children, I want my young girls to find the voice and to be who they are and to walk in their strength and their power. That's good. So
it's good to start them younger, because when you start them younger and finding their voice, it's really huge. And, you know, something that I found even over Friday after I had yoga with my yoga teacher was that I began finding my voice after I worked with some children. And, you know, I started the process because they were nudging me to go work with these amazing kids that, like, aren't even really at age to talk. You know, they
right.
experience everything from, you know, physical, and they're like, you know, you need to go play music, and you need to go be with these kids. And this was after I had a great yoga class with my yoga teacher, and they're like, hey, you know, wake up, come on, Amanda, wake up. So I went Friday, and I was with these beautiful children, and then, you know, over the weekend, I did some music and worked with some vocals, and I began to notice a change just in healing. And I went, oh my gosh, this is what you
wow.
wanted me to do. Yes, this is how you heal, Amanda. You go spend some time with children, and then, you know, you go and you do music, and, you know, you put this all together with yoga, and it equals out, you know, where you need to be, because you need to think big. And I thought, you know, yeah, my yoga teacher really thinks big, and Beth really thinks big. So I went there, and then things started transforming. I started noticing, and
wow.
it's like, wow, when you start to listen and you find your medicine, which was what you were teaching me through my experience that, you know, I had with a dear friend of mine who taught me some other things when I was spending some time. I was like, wow, I just learned a great deal. And that's really what the power of what you do in your healing sessions and all of that is, you know, they really find the power within to, you know, work with all of this. So I've had quite the transformation over, you know, this past week of ups and downs, but also like, wow, you know, look at what's on the other
yeah.
side of that. So, you know, you being my guest is really huge, because you really do reach the population, not only the people who need healing, but also the people who need, who as well need that extra energy of, well, you know, I need healing or I need some help in this area. And I have just learned a boatload, going even back with the children and just sitting with them. And that's exactly what guidance wanted me to do. And so, you know, a recommendation I always tell people, too, is if you're really feeling lost, go sit with those kids that don't, you know, that don't really walk or talk, or sit with a five-year-old, because you're going to learn a great deal when you sit with those kids. And I really did. And so your children will find their voice as well as you keep guiding them as a teacher in that direction. And I say that for all people. Sometimes we need to go back to the children to see, you know, oh, that's what I need to deal with, or wow, you know, or work with and heal. And oh, that, you know, because I learned a boatload just from, like, maybe they're almost a year old, these little children that just taught me a great deal. And I went, oh, that's interesting. So it's quite an education.
Yeah, children are our best teachers. They are so innocent, and we are to go back to that innocence. And, you know, I taught for 16 years, and my last 6 years of teaching was with the elementary level, and I was never so fulfilled in my life than teaching at that level. They were definitely high energy, so by the end of the day, I was so tired, but my heart was full. And they are so creative, and they just look at you with those bright eyes, pure eyes.
Well, I had two twins who were, you know, about a month old, and then I had one that's five. And it was like, wow, I just learned a great deal from the five-year-old and the two twins who are, you know, teaching me about something. And it was after yoga that I experienced this, and I went, okay, I'm having a transformation period. And I'm having more transformation as, you know, I went into music this weekend, too.
You know, the five-year-old had a lot of energy from Buddha. I don't know if you felt that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I knew that. I knew that when I saw him, and that's why I really had to go spend some time with him, because I knew he had that energy, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and the other is a lot of Christ consciousness and Buddha, but he was coming across with a lot of Buddha, you know, that stillness that's in. You know, when I do journey work, and I took a group of women on a shamanic journey this Saturday, and one of the things that I teach people is to still their minds, It's almost like remove your head from your shoulders and come into your heart and listen with your heart. And as we move through the woods, operate like the trees. The trees, you know, if you think about all the trees that are in your space when you walk through a conservation, a very heavily wooded place, look at all the trees. But you don't hear nothing, you don't hear anything but silence. You put that many people together in one space, it's going to be very loud and noisy and so much stimulus. But look at all the trees, how quiet they are. They're our teachers. They're our ancestors. And so we need to be still and operate like trees. And when we operate in that stillness, that's when the information comes in. That's when the wisdom and the guidance comes in. But we must still our minds. And when we still our minds and we operate with an open heart, that is when we will hear the true guidance coming in. That's what this work is all about.
Absolutely. The trees are amazing. The trees are amazing teachers. Even if you just hug a tree, stand on a tree, meditate with a tree, you know, just being with a tree, it can really transform you in amazing ways.
They do. Actually, when I'm walking in, it is not unusual for a tree to speak to me and pull me to the tree and ask me to stand and hold it and then proceed to clear my chakras. And not only that, I can feel the heartbeat of Pachamama, Mother Earth, coming through that tree. When I stand and I hold a big old oak or any big old tree, I can feel its heartbeat. You talk about powerful medicine coming in, the wisdom, and then I'll be shown to go stand and hold another tree. And then I feel the heartbeat of that tree not be going a little faster. it's like holding a human, and you can feel the heartbeat. And as I hold the trees and I go down to the smallest tree, I can feel that fun little energy in that little tree, like you would feel as you're standing next to a child. So our environment is our teachers. That's what
Mother Earth definitely has a heartbeat. She is very alive, and we are living on our mother, you know, which tells us that, you know, when we take care of mother, mother takes care of us. It's one of those things that a lot of people, you know, have not been very educated on in some ways, but in other ways, the older teachings do teach us about mother and what we need to do to nourish ourselves and take care of ourselves as we take care of her.
Yeah, you know, I look at Mother Earth and I see her heart. It's connecting to all this. I think of Mother Earth and I think of all the women on the planet. You know, and then you're walking through a wooded area and you see trash all over the planet in the woods. Would you throw trash on your mother? Would you harm your mother? You know, it's kind of a parallel. Mother Earth is teaching us. We must take care of the planet. We must take care of women. They are providing. They are loving us. They're holding this love and space for us. We must take care of the men on the planet. Mother Earth is shaking some things up right now. If people think some of these earthquakes are happening for a reason, she's shaking some stuff up. I mean, there's deeper reasons for the earthquakes, way deeper, you know, than most people know. You know, there's a lot of activations going on the planet. There's a lot of shifts going on planets. You know, there's a lot of life cycles and different things that are happening. And we must take care of the planet. On my way back from the conservation place where we went on our journey, it's always pretty clean, but there were some people that must have come down within the last week and dumped trash all over it. And you know, the vibration of that area was low. And so we picked up that trash off the ground. And that Mother Earth's vibration came back up again. So
absolutely.
It's like our body too, Amanda. Our vibration, if we keep our body pure and we eat healthy and we exercise and we nurture our body with good thoughts and good intention and meditation and, you know, our vibration is higher. But if we dump onto our temple, our body, and we're, you know, eating a lot of sugar, we're not exercising enough, we're heavy smokers, and because those are toxins, our vibration of our body is lower. It's a parallel. We must take care of our body. Our body is one. Our body is connected to everything. There is no disconnection. That's what the shamanic path is teaching people, is to come back. And remember, there is no separation. We are one. And you are taken care of, but we must remember to take care of everyone and everything. This is about conscious awareness. We must raise our consciousness to everything that we are doing to everyone on the planet. We must heal ourselves first, Amanda. And as we heal ourselves, then we can heal everyone else and we can heal the planet. And so it takes everyone holding each other's hands and pulling each other up. And that's, you know, that's my goal and intention. It's not, I'm not stronger, I'm not better than anyone. My awareness has increased exponentially. So my goal is take everyone's hands and let's walk together. And let's come together, let's walk up together. And just keep holding hands and let's keep connecting. And it's part of that reconnection I'm doing. You know, when I had the reconnection done, and my light body, my grid, my light body, my meridians of my body opened up, I became more of one with the planet, and that's what the reconnection does. I'm opening my body up to the Earth's grid and beyond to the, you know, star systems. My awareness opened up. So when people come and see me, you know, they start with the reconnected healing and the reconnection I do, and then I take them out to the shamanic work because I'm preparing the body for more. So
and the reconnection is very powerful because you're working with all of those things that are above the body. But what also is very interesting is when you connect it all together, when you're connecting the sky energy and you're connecting the earth energy and all of that, you know, it's like what I said to, you know, when I was younger, well, why do we have to take care of our body? That doesn't make any sense. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why they kicked me a yoga teacher that will kick my butt if I don't take care of my body, because she will put me back into shape and you know, look at me and lecture me until I get it, and I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah. And I joke with her, I call her the mother of yoga, because she is very much like a guru, but it's really the truth. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't exercise and you don't take care of your encasement that you're in, which they told me, you know, you have to have an encasement in order to interact with society if you really want to do the job that, you know, you're sent here to do. Oh, lovely. But, it's a lot of inner work and outer work and your work and their work. You know, they have to be willing to walk with you. So it's very important to hold the earth, to hold each other's hands, and to realize that, wow, even if we've had problems with each other, we're all connected. It's so important.
Absolutely. You know, you made it perfect. That was perfect. Even though if we have problems with each other, we're all connected. We are. And, you know, there are people that will come in and out of our life for a reason and a season and forever. And sometimes people are coming through our life to teach us something. And sometimes some people are coming through our life because we have some kind of something that we're supposed to work out with them. And then some people come in our life and they're supposed to be with us for the rest of our life. And it's knowing, it's having the discernment and seeing what that is. And honoring every person that comes in your life, even if they're, you know, I know if someone comes in my life and they seem or they appear difficult to me, they're teaching me something. They're teaching me something about myself.
And so when they come in difficult, you know, people say, oh, you know, I don't want to deal with that energy, or you know, it's not even deal with it, it's working with it. You know, there are challenges that are put in your way for a reason, but when you can look at that, when you can look at any challenge that you've been up against, and this is what I really learned. This is what I've learned up at this point. When you can look at a challenge and go, you know what? Okay, we didn't get along back there. But you know what? When I can look at you and say, I accept you just the way that you are, you know, perfectly and whole no matter what. I mean, even if, you know, you're looking at the side and you're like, well, I have these flaws or whatever. But when you can look at that and go, I accept you just the way you are. You're perfect inside and outside, soul, mind, body, and spirit. Boom. That's what they're trying to teach you. We're all connected. And that's a beautiful lesson.
It is. And sometimes we don't realize that connection at the time, and then our awareness comes up to it later, and then you laugh inside. You're like, oh, now I get it. Now I know why they're in my life. And you know they know why. And so it's, to me, it's a fun journey. But the cool part of it for me is now that I'm more mature in my walk, that it's easier for me. As people float in and out of my life, it's easier for me to understand this process that they're coming in and what is the lesson, get the lesson, and go on. And so it's just so much easier. And for a lot of people who are maybe beginning their walk and someone comes to their life, boy, they just fight it. They just fight that, and then that just persists until they get it. And then when they get it, they go, oh, and then that just kind of breaks off. You know, there's lessons for all of us. It's, to me, it's fun. It's just so much fun. And I get it now. But I'll tell you what, you know, when I was brought down to Peru, Amanda, and then when I say I was brought down, I had a calling that took me down wild horses, and I mean, nothing could have kept me from going to Peru, because the call came in from spirit, from the cosmos, and it came in like a cosmic rocket, you know, fuel. what I was shown is I need to do some bigger work here on the planet, and that seed was activated in my light body. Once that seed was activated, you know, that DNA pretty much was activated in my light body, because we all have a true calling, and my true purpose had unfolded to me. Once you're shown that, you cannot not stay in alignment with your purpose. You have, it's there. And if you resist it, it's painful. So I know I'm in a true alignment with why I'm here, and so much is unfolding to me rapidly, and what I am to do, that it is, you know, it's joy, because I know what my purpose is, And that is what I'm here to help people, is find their purpose and activate that, their light body, so they can remember the true calling. We each on the planet are to do that. And so many people are walking around. They want to know why they're here. What is their purpose? And to me, it's very painful to not know. There's a calling it within your heart that's constantly tapping to wake you up. And, you know, for you, you know, you're built like, you know, we're all, you and I are so similar in how we're built. We're to help people that way. As many people on the planet
right.
are helping people that way. And as we wake up, we just keep helping others wake up so they can help each other wake up. It's a big activation. It's a big snowball. It's a ripple effect.
It is very much a ripple effect, because we go through, you know, we're all one and we're all connected, and if we have issues or circumstances, you know, it's here to teach us. I mean, even if it looks like it's negative energy, or it's, you know, somebody who did this, or, you know, whatever. But, you know, I also find it really interesting when I run across, you know, a situation with where they're like, well, you know, I just worry about what this person thinks about me, or, you know, I'm insecure about this, or, you know, we don't get along, but, you know, you won't tell them this and keep it a secret. And it's like, you know, in the ending, what you realize about all of those things is, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they think or what they process, and it's really none of our business what they think. What matters
right.
is that we come back to, we're all connected, we're all one, and okay, we had problems back there, but if we heal that, then wow, amazing things start happening when you start saying, you know what, it doesn't matter what they think. I know I healed this, and I know I can go on peacefully in my life and on my journey and open up to the medicine that is inside myself. So it's powerful stuff.
Oh, I love what you just stated. That was beautiful. I hope everybody really heard that at a deep level. I mean, that was beautiful. It is powerful stuff.
That is what I've realized, because I've seen energies around me going, well, I'm worried about what this person thinks or that person thinks. And I said, okay, so you two had a disagreement, even though it's between the two of you. All right, we're still all one, whole and complete, no matter what. You know, we
right.
shouldn't be self-conscious about ourselves, even though, you know, that's a pattern that we all have. But what's interesting is what I got out of the whole lesson here was, it was like, wow, first off, okay, so you have problems and you're trying to heal and you work through it. You communicate, you heal it, you make up, whatever, and you keep going, and it's nice because all these things start happening. But then when you see the other people on the sidelines and you go, you know what, it's none of their business what they think or how they think. Whatever, what matters is that you're peaceful, whole, and complete with yourself. You're one with the world, and you're one with God, Spirit, Creator, you know, the angels, whatever.
Yeah,
and all of that, all of these things are lessons. If somebody's giving you a problem, if you have negative energy, it's all in how we perceive it and how we work with it to deal with it and transform it, you know, like you do in the reconnection and in shamanism. It's about how you transform it into light, like what you do and
right.
like what I do. But it's people recognizing that, and that's what you do when you wake up people and you say, you know, we all have the medicine within us.
We all have the medicine within us. And, you know, and that's what we're doing. And, you know, with my shamanic practice, that I had been activated. I had recalled who I am. And I stepped back into my shoes. And my
we do have one caller, and I love that you have stepped
sure.
into your shoes, because when we step into our shoes, then we see where we're going, we see what we need to do. It's the most amazing thing on the other end when we see, you know, our light and where we're going and what we need to do. So that's
yeah.
just beautiful, because I, too, stepped, and they're going, yeah, you really need to go to Beth, and you guys will figure it out. And I'm going, yeah, I think we do. There's a lot of, you know, healing and things in myself to get myself ready, you know, to do some of the work that I've already done some work, but to do more of the work that you do as well. And so I know that
you,
I'm going down
you, yeah.
a very interesting path.
You are actually built to do the work I'm doing, Amanda. You are so built to do the work I'm doing. And I know that ceremony is actually calling you, and it has been for a while. And that's something that yeah, it's been calling you. And, you know, you're a very strong, strong healer, very beautiful and compassionate. And you hold so much love, you know, and integrity. You're one of the most pure people I know. And I'm serious. I think you just pure essence, pure light. And it's you know how to transmute that, and it shows because you're just beautiful. So I want to acknowledge that in you, because every time I focus on you and your energy, that's what I see is pure light. That's brilliant.
Thank you. I do like to shine the light on people and truth and all of that. I don't like to be critical or what have you. And one of the biggest things is when you can look at a situation, no matter if you had the problem with them or somebody else did, but you can go, you know what? True compassion is really the key. It's Kuan Yin. It's where you go, okay, I see Kuan Yin and Mother Mary and St. Teresa or St. Therese, and you go, compassion, roses, Mother Mary, the baby, you know, Jesus, Christ consciousness, whatever, and you can go, all right, you know what? Yes, that was painful. You know, this was horrible. And you find a way to either do it in person, whatever, but you find a way to say, okay, that was awful. I'm going to transmute that into, you know, love, positive energy, the heart, because it's Kuan Yin, it's compassion, because that's a Kuan Yin is a symbol of compassion, so is Christ and Mother Mary. But it goes all back into, you know, and even Archangel Michael, you know, he gets away the negativity and he goes into, you know, positivity. But it's all about when you call on those people and you say, yeah, even though all this was a problem, we'll transmute that, and then your life begins to just blossom and change. I think that's the biggest critical lesson that all of us could learn at this point on this journey.
Absolutely. And, for, you know, it's a process for all of us. And tell you what, though, when you get it and you understand it in your heart, there's nothing you can't transmute. You know, you're walking in, I call it heaven on earth, because you're operating in that, operating in that vibration.
The closer you are to heaven, the harder it can be to be on an earth plane. But what I see is that the more that we can learn to transform and have compassion and show that, the easier this is to get through all those situations that seem to come up in daily life. We do have a caller, and then I'll go on and end the show, and I'll have you give out your contact information again so they can find you. But we have Sandra on the line with us. She wants to talk. Hi, Sandra. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Beth.
Oh, hi.
I got a nasty cold, actually.
Aww.
And not a good time of year to be having a cold in this beautiful weather that we're having. But I was just curious. You know, things sort of have not been going so good. And really, whether the cold has got me down, you know, spiritually, I just wondered if you had any insight my situation.
You got a dark attachment to you.
I knew it.
You do. But you know what? If you can pray that right out, and we can release it over the phone.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Amanda, would you like to hold some space around all this? I'm just going to...
Yes, I will definitely hold
a prayer. I'm going to say a prayer. You know, I work with Christ consciousness, and as we're speaking, I can feel this attachment leaving because, you know, it doesn't want to be there. So I'm simply probably, I feel it in your chest area, kind of your throat, but your chest area, kind of going up to your head. I always pray with Christ consciousness because it's such a powerful name. Jesus is a powerful name. I work with all the angels and Buddha and Kuan Yin. But are you open for me to say a prayer for you?
Yes, please.
Absolutely, fantastic. Dear Heavenly Father, blessed Jesus, I pray over this beautiful lady that this attachment leaves right now. We have authority over you. You cannot stay in her. You must release right now. Power of Jesus is within you, power of God's light, and Kuan Yin and Buddha and all of our angels, we transmute all these energies and all the sickness that's within you, and we ask that the sickness leaves your body right now. The sickness cannot stay in your body. Furthermore, we command all the sickness to go. In Christ's name, amen. Now, it left. This particular attachment left your body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you felt it or not, it left. All right? So do you put any kind of protection around yourself? Because I'm seeing sage. You're supposed to use some sage. Do you use sage?
Not much. No, I have a bottle of liquid sage that I did purchase. Does it have a shelf life? Do you have any idea?
I don't use liquid sage. I use the burning sage, but I'm being shown to do this with your liquid sage, okay? Take some of that liquid sage in your hand. Put it like about a quarter size in your hand. Rub in your hands, clap your hands 3 times, and then bring your palms up to your face, and then just breathe it in very, really deeply all the way through your root chakra. Just keep breathing that sage into your body.
Okay.
Okay, and clean and clear your body. I like, you know, Amanda, do you use that liquid sage?
I have used sage oil. You know, I've used the oils with sage, and I've used the sage that you burn. And I've used the herb in the kitchen, believe it or not. I actually kind of did that a little bit. But my recommendation would be just what you said to do. I haven't used liquid sage to do particularly that, but what I will do with the essential oil sage is I will go around the person and bless their feet, their hands, their head, you know, sort of like what you do when you anointed Christ or, you know, what have you, when Mary Magdalene did that with Christ. You know, that's kind of what I do on a different level and transform that person into Christ. And so they become the Christ consciousness and they get their healing.
Yeah, and also on yourself.
You know, you could say, I bless myself with my head, you know, my hands and my feet. You know, you can do that yourself, too.
Right. And I'm also seeing to put some on your crown chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, okay? The top of your crown chakra and let that flow through. Because I use a lot of oils and I use a lot of holy water as well to do anointing and purification. But, you know,
we do work like that. That's great. I do that, too.
Yeah, actually, it's very profound. I have holy water, and I use anointings a lot with my work. And I'll tell you what, it's very powerful, you know, but every day I put protection around my children and myself and people I love, and I really do, because we need to.
Yes, we do.
Other people's energy can come. We do, and you have an attachment to you, honey. And you should start to feel more energetic as the day goes on. But you also need to, you know, use some more sage and as Amanda said, do as Amanda said too, because we really need to purify our bodies and keep ourselves clean.
Right.
Okay, do you have any more questions?
Mm-hmm. Well, I felt like I had, like when I would drink, you know, water, having anything, I felt like there was something in my solar plexus, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
the tone, the key of D would work with that, you know, like the melody, the key of D, visualizing yellow and spinning your chakra would work in your mind. I was going to say drink a lot of water, bless yourself with, you know, any essential oils that you might have there, maybe even holy water, and, you know, just really work on your body.
How do I get the holy water? Like, what do I do to have holy water?
You know, I bless my water. I have a bottle of holy water from Israel, from the River Jordan, that a very close friend of mine took the holy, went to Israel, and asked me, what do you want? You want an episode? I said, no, I want water from River Jordan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me back water from the River Jordan. Now I have holy water. Now this, although I've gone through it a lot, which you can do, I work with Christ consciousness.
Right.
So Christ literally comes through my body when I work over people. He'll come through, I'm peering out of his eyes. I bless that water with Christ consciousness because we are one. He's within me and I am within him. So I bless my water in the Holy Spirit with Christ consciousness.
Okay.
And it's very high vibrational. So see, you have the gift within you. We all have God's essence within us. We all have the ability to bless the water. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I must go to this holy person. You're holy. When you understand,
yeah, every single one of us has that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and so I do carry a very high vibration, and Mandy carries a very high vibration. I bless my own water. you know, and you can too, and know that, and you can too, and bless that water in the name of Jesus and of God. And so, you know, people will actually see my water vibrating on my mesa. My mesa is my table that I work on, and it's vibrating energy out of my. I have a chalice that holds water, in it, and I have all kinds of items on my mesa, but I have a chalice, and I put water in that, and I bless it. And I also have the bottle from River Jordan, and it's just carrying the vibration. Once it's carrying the vibration, it's holding that vibration.
Hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So know that you carry that vibration.
Yeah, the vibe always stays, so you have it.
She has it. I feel it within her. But if you didn't think you do, then you would not carry that. But when we know we do, we do.
Well,
that's what I was talking earlier about. We must know that we are one with God. And when we know that, then we are capable of doing what God is capable of doing.
Well,
I guess
what had happened is, you know, with this entity that I had, I mean, I really... very much lost, you know, sort of my sense of who I was. I'm like, you know, I just couldn't see myself, you know, as being blessed, or, you know, I'm a Reiki master, and I just really, it really got me, is what I would say.
So use your authority within you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
God always tells me to tell people this. You use your authority. When I'm working over people, I will hear, you know, use your authority. If we don't use our authority, you know, it's like being an armed guard with all these machine guns or whatever, and you don't know how to use them.
Right.
You know, it's like having all these gifts and you don't know you have them. You
mm-hmm.
have the authority in you, so you use it, okay, because you are strong. And that's how I help people out here is I help them remember they have the authority in them. But we forget. And I think a lot of times we forget because our world has said, oh, you're to play small. We're not small. And so how you can help yourself is remember that you have authority in you. You are a creator. So when you look in the mirror, you see creator, you know? You see the mirror of who you are. And then when in your heart you understand that you have authority in you, you're going to operate that way. I'm not afraid of anything, you know? I'm not, because I know authority is in me. But, you know, there was a time that I didn't act as I had authority in me. And I was playing smaller. And then God kept saying, what are you doing, Beth? Come on. I've shown you many things. Seen the presence of God. He's pure light. If I don't get that and I don't radiate with that, then I'm not mirroring who I am. I'm being a shadow of myself. Mm-hmm. So if you are authority, so operate in your goodness.
So does our dimension change then? Like, can we... you know, be in, you know, like you said
yes.
that you work in the 12th dimension.
Yes. So I'm going to share something with you. You're able to go way out there. We are, we're in the fifth dimension right now. But many of us, and you know, it's higher. I mean, many of us, you know, the planet's shifting so fast, but many of us are so high vibrational that we can go out to the 12th dimension, the plating dimension, you know,
mm-hmm.
brothers of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And you can operate there. You can operate there. I'm being shown you can operate out there. Okay, and that's what I was telling Amanda earlier, that a lot of people are so gifted and they're so incredibly strong, but they don't realize that they can communicate up here and vibrate at a higher dimension. What you do is start to... You know, I had when I was in Peru, I'm just going to kind of tell you a story. The Palladians came to me, which is the Seven Sister Star System, and they showed me that they were going to be working with me for the rest of my life here.
Hmm.
And they do. They have worked in my light body, and they have brought me way And I have so many dimensions that I work with right now because I'm here to do bigger work on the planet, as such as you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why you called in today. You're able to operate up there on the 12th dimension as well. You know, it just because we're here in the earth plane doesn't mean we have to operate at a specific level. There's so many people on the planet that are so enlightened beings that they're moving into the light activations now. Many people are really shifting. The planet's shifting, and I know you know that, and we're shifting.
Mm-hmm.
But when you consciously understand that you wish to shift, you know, I want to go as far out as I can go. I want to be in my full potential. I want to be at my highest vibration possible. And I always ask, and I pray for that. So you pray for that. Put your intention out that you want to vibrate at the highest frequency that your body can hold, and ask for your light body to be activated. Ask for those on the other side, those teachers. Ask for the highest vibration. You always ask for the highest vibrational teachers, master teachers who have Christ consciousness, you know, gods, biggest master teachers on the planet. Ask for them to come and work with you. Because I know you probably have your own teachers that you work with. I work with a plethora of teachers because I don't ever want to limit myself to all the teachers on the planet. But there's all kinds of different teachers working at different levels, at different frequencies. I always place the intention to work at the highest vibration that God has out there, that my body can hold, and nothing less. And watch where you will go.
Mm-hmm.
Watch where you will go, sister. It will be amazing. If we ask, we will receive.
Okay.
I always say, God, I'm your girl. I am your girl. I want to show up for you. It will be amazing. When you step into your shoes and your beingness, you'll be amazing. You're high vibrational. Very high vibrational. You're dynamic, but you got to remember to put protection around yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And watch who you're working with. The people that are around you.
Yeah, I have a feeling my tenant actually is you know, a potential problem for me. And
what was that again? Can you repeat that?
No, the girl that is my tenant that lives next door. I have a feeling that that's where, you know, some of this comes from, to be honest. And
I used to be a landlord. I know how that is. Yeah, put a lot of protection around yourself and hold your space and. Well, you know, you're very high vibrational, so you don't want anything to come into you, okay?
All right.
I hope that helped. But that was the information I was getting from you.
No,
yeah,
well, that's great. That's great because I how I was feeling emotionally, I just feel totally drained. I've been sick since Thursday, and my daughter's getting married this coming Saturday, and I mean, there's been a lot of stress with that as well, so.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm also, you know, I'm seeing the word balance.
Yeah.
Gotta keep balance with
mm-hmm.
all this, you know, and a lot of protection on yourself, a lot of light, a lot of prayer, a lot of intention.
Do you feel that, like, one of the things, like, I'm learning a new modality of healing, which is called Crystal Key, and I've been told that, like, there's not many practitioners of this energy. And but what I was told is that I have a past life. She feels that I have a past life issue that is preventing me from moving forward with this. And I just feel I have so many blockages, so many, like, roadblocks. And I don't feel it's me, but...
Well, do you let other people work on you?
I don't have anybody to work on me, no.
You know, the reason what I'm saying is that I'm seeing that the reconnection is something that you need. I keep seeing Egyptian over you. You've been past life in Egypt.
Yes.
Okay? You mm-hmm. have been, which is powerful energy. But you need to have the reconnection done on you. And that's not something I can do long distance, but I can do the reconnective healing, and I can help you purge stuff out of your body. You just got some old triggers and old stuff you're sitting on. or karma stuff that you're sitting on that's preventing you from moving forward. But you need to let people work on you too. You let people work. I mean, do you let people work on you very much?
Well, I don't have a network around where I am. My spiritual family really is on the internet, you know, on Facebook, and that's
where
I live in Canada, in Ontario.
I'm sure we could connect you to somebody too, and then, you know, you could do distance too. There's got to be a way.
She needs to have the reconnection done. I keep saying she needs to have the reconnection done. I keep seeing it over her. You need to have the reconnection. And you can go on to Eric Pearl's website, you know. I'm willing to do the long distance reconnective healings, but you get a feel for what works for you and who you need to work for, but you're supposed to have the reconnection done. It's going to bring you out more. Okay? It is, but if you go to Eric Pearl's reconnection site, are you familiar with Eric Pearl?
I know the name, yeah.
Okay, Eric Pearl, go to the official reconnection site.
Okay.
And then there will be a link or an area where you can find practitioners in your area. Okay. But you are to have that done. You're starseed. You're a big bean. But you're holding on to the past. This is karma stuff. I help people. When you take out the karma, you will fly. And this is another thing I want you to do, okay? This is what I'm being told. Saint Anthony works with the violent flame. Saint Anthony, just like Christ has been here for 2,000 years, Saint Anthony is coming in for the next 2,000 years. Invoke Saint Anthony, and I really want you to do this, okay, because this is powerful work. And write this down so you don't forget this, okay? This is powerful. Invoke Saint Anthony to come in to you and bring his violet flame through your crown chakra, because your crown chakra is wide open, your crown chakra all the way through your body. System.
Okay.
And the violet flame will dissipate all energies that are stuck in your body that you do not need. And also ask for the Lords of Karma, the Lords of Karma, K-A-R-M-A, to come and work with you and help you release karma. Okay?
Oh.
And ask permission. So we are going to do two things. Saint Anthony, invoke Saint Anthony every day and ask Saint Anthony to bring in his violet flame and envision from your crown chakra all the way through your body the violet flame, and you dissipate all the energies that are... And if you're very sensitive, you will feel and see this release from your soul, your light body, which I can. It's like so fantastic. And then ask, because the Lords of Karma work with Saint Germain.
Okay.
Ask the Lords of Karma, very high realm of beings, ask them to release your karma. So every day you want to purge karma.
Okay.
You will move to higher states of consciousness by doing that alone.
Okay, ask daily?
Daily, do that daily.
Okay.
Daily, I tell you something. These are master beings on the planet. These are the higher realms. Especially the Lords of Karma. They're sitting way up there in the ethereal plane, way up there. Majesty court, you know. And we always ask for permission. I always ask for permission. I respectfully, humbly ask that they come in and work with me. And they do. You have the ability to do some great things. You're very powerful. You're very powerful. Where you're going is You could march right up the stellar steps and operate at a very... You're actually operating at a very high frequency, whether you realize that or not. It's you know, I'm going to ask... May I ask a question for you?
Yeah, sure.
You do not realize you're operating at the 12th dimension, and you can. Okay? And what you want to do is you want to concentrate and ask that your full abilities are open to you. Because here's the thing, we can operate at all kinds of dimensions, but at each dimension there's different beings out there, and they're not the highest vibrational beings, and if we're not careful, we start to operate on their level, we start to listen to their wisdom, and they might not have the purest wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
This last week, you know, I work with the Palladium Realm, which are on the 12th dimension, and they said, Beth, you will channel for us, but you must always operate at the 12th dimension when you journal and channel. So I'm going to be doing a lot more light work at the 12th dimension and more channeling at the 12th dimension. But I can see and feel when I get to the 12th dimension. I can operate there all the time. Now, if I move through my daily life and I'm just kind of getting tired and I'm tired, you know, I got to be really careful. I'm very careful about where, which dimension I'm channeling, because I want to make sure that I am channeling at the highest dimension possible, so I'm hearing with clear messages. Because that, to me, is a liability if you're not channeling at the highest dimension. And then you're giving people that information. You need to really be channeling at the highest dimension possible for people, right? So with your intention, I know I'm kind of windy here.
Right. Well, no, great. I hope this is recorded, Amanda. Can I go back and listen to it? Perfect.
But you are very high vibrational. And so that's the wisdom I'm receiving for you, and it's coming in very strongly. You have Archangel Gabriel with you a lot, and Michael and Raphael. They're showing me that. So you want to utilize those teachers. You may already know that, but you want to utilize those teachers. Gabriel's coming in really strong with you, and she's asking me to tell you to journal.
Okay.
And to keep a journal by your bed. Because what it feels like to me, that this was no coincidence that you called today. Because you're supposed to be doing bigger work on the planet. I mean, bigger work.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to raise your vibration so that you can operate at your full potential. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, it does. Actually, you know, it was funny. I looked at you and Amanda when I saw what Amanda was, who her guest was, and I thought, oh, I have to meet her.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that energetic connection that we are supposed to stay connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe will show us. So I'm hearing invite her in. So you'll get a feel for that. But you might want to connect with me, email later, because I think there's something bigger going on here.
I added you as a friend on Facebook, actually.
That was fast. I'm supposed to communicate with you.
Oh.
I am supposed to communicate with you.
Mm. I'm okay. Getting
I'm supposed to communicate with you. But you're very high vibrational. I feel your vibration is so super high. Do you feel that?
I do know. I do know where my level is, actually. And I don't feel it. I honestly feel in the, you know, I feel better now talking to you, but I really felt in the tank, honestly. I'm like, I can't even speak spiritual. I mean, I just really was in a dark place. It really was difficult. And this pain with my, just right under, you know, right in my solar plexus, and it was like a lump that was sitting there, and I felt it was like reptilian, actually, is what I did feel.
You're right. Okay, it was.
Mm-hmm. I felt that.
You put your hands over your solar plex.
Okay.
I want you to put your left hand over it specifically.
Come on.
Now, with your authority, with your light, you've got a lot of Christ consciousness in you too.
Mm-hmm.
Use your authority, whether you're speaking through yourself, because this is, I'm seeing this purge on out of your body right now. You've got your left hand over your abdomen, and I can see your light going through, pushing this out. It's gone. You did that yourself. I don't know if you prayed over yourself, but it left. Did you feel it, Lee?
The intention. I set the intention, actually. And
okay.
My daughter has... my daughter has the same thing, actually, I feel. And I actually feel that she got... I may have, when I got sick with this, that I may have got it, manifested, or I don't know what the choice of words is, but
Pray over her, too. So you've got the ability. So this is what I really think you need to start stepping. Remember how we talked about at the beginning of the show, people need to step into their shoes and be bigger? Then own who you are. Own your true magnificence and work at that level of consciousness. So when you're working over yourself, you know with authority who you are. And as you work over your daughter, and you will, place that intention over her as well.
Okay.
Watch what happens to your whole life. Watch, pray over that tenant who's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing to pray over her.
Okay.
I know tenants can be really tough. I used to be a landlord. Oh, wow.
Okay, so my daughter, like I was doing the crystal key on her, and I didn't feel that I had quite accomplished it. And then, so I did it once, and I knew I had to do it again, and I didn't do it, and that's maybe how I ended up with this. But she still has it. And she's a Reiki practitioner as well, so can she just put her hands on her solar plexus? And she's very strong, so can she?
I keep hearing pray over her, pray over her, pray over her. There's a message here. The power of prayer.
Yes, okay.
It's so strong. I can pray stuff right out of people.
Really? Okay.
I always use Jesus' name. It's very powerful. If you got Christ, you got a lot of Christ consciousness in you.
Yes.
You know, I'm serious, you do, and that's a very beautiful thing. I'm not going religious here. I'm just saying he's universal.
Yeah.
Pray over her. Teach her to pray over herself. Empower one another. Okay? I teach my children to pray over themselves if they don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to empower people. So it's always about empowering. You're very strong. You can release everything within you because you have authority. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah. I mean, it's always about pray with authority. I really do use Christ's name.
Okay.
You want to talk about stuff flying out of your body?
Okay. All right.
The holy water will flush stuff right out of your body, too.
Okay.
But, you know, Christ is universal, you know.
Bring Jesus Christ's name in, and, I mean, I can tell her that. I mean, I think, you know,
but you also have the authority in you, and you can, because you have the authority in you, you can pray it out, too.
Okay.
So, you know, I do different things. I know I have authority in me, and believe me, it was a process. I didn't always know. And there's levels of knowing this.
Mm.
There's levels of knowingness, of getting things. There's deeper levels. And when we really get it, we know we can pray stuff right out of people. We can't.
Well,
we can't the world.
It's funny because I remember it. Probably when I newly started on this journey. And I remember being told that I was going to have a healing center. And I'm like, you know, that feels good to me. Like I'm a nurse by background. And so
you are going to have a healing center. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Like, and so I, but this has been a major setback. And there's a few of them, but I know, you know, I think these are all just learning things for me to have to learn by, is by
all of us
experiencing all of these things.
All of us. Yeah, you know, you're right. You know, how else can we move forward if we don't learn from those experiences?
Right, right.
But, you know, you're a powerful woman.
Well, thank you.
And your daughter's powerful. Is there a little, does she have a little girl? There's a little girl around you guys.
Well, I have two daughters. My one daughter has three children. Yeah, Paige is four. And she's my
This is someone else. This is a guy. You got a little guide around you. You've got a little girl. You got a little, like, guide. A little beautiful little girl guide around you. I don't know if you're aware of that. But she's here to support you. Okay? All right? You've got a lot of supporters. The Pleiadian realm is real. I want you to also speak to the Pleiadian realm because they're enlightened beings. That's how you're built, too. You're a master teacher, and they are here to support you as well.
Okay.
And they're telling me to shut the door from the past, move on, and step into your heart and heal from your heart and express yourself. Okay, so, you know, they're saying shut the door to your past, and they're here to support you. And we must call upon those